Welcome to day 7, honoring your body. So often we hear that the body is a temple. I'm sure you all have said it yourself sometime, which I believe really is true. It is the house where the soul resides, the vehicle that carries us through this life experience. And as we've discussed, the body is perfect and sacred and therefore worthy of the best of our care. So throughout our journey together, we're learning that the body reflects back to us what we offer it. Today, Deepak emphasizes how important it is to honor our bodies as deeply sacred and encourages us to listen to our own inner intelligence. Please, if you will, settle into a comfortable, quiet place. Take a deep breath and listen as Deepak reminds us of what we've learned so far and offers new insights into balance, into well-being, into achieving perfect health. Then we'll go into the stillness of meditation together.
Over the past week, we've taken the time to prepare ourselves for perfect health, gaining a better understanding of the mind-body connection and the enormous role the brain plays in the body's overall state of well-being. On our first day together, we discussed how we play a pivotal role in maintaining our own good health and how training our brains can help us keep disease at bay. We then explored the importance of remaining balanced, yet open to inviting more passion into our lives. On day 3, we connected with our intuition, the inner knowingness that is our true and most trustworthy guide. From there, we came to realize that our bodies really take care of us, responding to feedback loops we create that are integral to health and well-being. We spend time becoming familiar with the doshas, the points at which mind and body connect, on day 5. And just yesterday, we journeyed through our bodies, stopping along the way to express gratitude and love. The body is a gift, a vehicle by which we can achieve deeper spiritual wisdom and connect with the higher self. Keeping the body healthy then, free from discomfort and disease, enables us to focus our energies on more meaningful experiences, like building rich, loving relationships, serving the world with our unique gifts and talents, and exploring higher consciousness. As we conclude this week together and look forward to the next, take this time to honor your body. Pay attention to the feedback loops you're creating, and listen with openness to your body's intuitive messages. All will lead you on the path to perfect health. Before we start, let's consider our centering thought. My body is a magnificent vehicle that connects me to spirit. My body is a magnificent vehicle that connects me to spirit. Now let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra that will help you connect more deeply with the body. It's the sound associated with the root chakra or energy center, which helps us feel grounded and truly in the body. Lam. Repeat it silently to yourself. Lam. Lam. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Lam. 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 Continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and in a while you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Lam. 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 Just mentally. Lam. 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 it's time to release the mantra. Take some time to rest, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My body is a magnificent vehicle that connects me to spirit. My body is a magnificent vehicle that connects me to spirit. My body is a magnificent vehicle that connects me to spirit. Namaste.